You're back with the morning pre-flight on EA Radio. I'm just going to talk to you because it's fun. Somebody's got to explain to me how they do those little airplane icons on Twitter, because apparently I'm not up enough. It just went by. You just missed it. They make these little airplane icons, and they're actually showing up on our feed, and it's the coolest thing, and I want to do it.
It's like, I didn't know you could emoji things ask, up there.
You can, apparently, at least the airplane icon. Cool. Yeah, it's shown a few times already today. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But yeah, apparently I'm going to go have to ask someone half my age to figure out how to do this.
Can you tell me how to work the Twitter?
Yes. Our Twitter pate, as Andrew yes. likes to put it, our production director. It's very interesting.
Well, you know, while we are a news talk type format station, I do have a certain love of both aircraft and music. And it just so happens that there is a association of people that also share those two particular passions.
Yes.
The Flying Musicians Association, FMA, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one with us this morning. I'm sad that you didn't bring the guitar this time, man.
Oh, I am so sad. I come to you this morning on a little Yamaha scooter, and the guitar I have on tour is a Gibson SJ100. It's only 3 weeks old.
Oh, wow. So you didn't want to strap that to your back, huh?
It's about a $3,000 instrument that mm-hmm. I didn't really want to strap on my back.
So good morning, David Peel.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
Glad to have you.
Delighted to. Beautiful morning here.
You know, I hate when he comes in. He just ruins it because he's got this great voice. And here I am with my, you know, sinus drip nasal voice.
It's you know, the great thing about the Flying Musician Association is the mix of people that are within that. You have people that are just, we'll say, amateur, maybe even beyond amateur, below amateur. How does that work?
Pro-am.
There we go. And you have some, yeah, pre-am. There we go. And people that have a well-established music career. So first of all, let's talk about you, sir, and your musical background and history, which, as I recall, is fairly impressive.
Well, it goes back, and I've been very fortunate to. It's been a career that's lasted and kind of reignited, but it started about 45 years ago, and I've entertained with groups, but mostly I've been a solo artist. The group that's most notable, and we'll play some cuts from it, was a group I performed with called the Kingston Trio, mm-hmm. a folk music group that originated in the late 50s, and then I came as a replacement group for a tour that was a few years ago. And I decided to incorporate some of that music in my own solo show, so I'm a one-person trios, which we're going to talk about multitasking in a few minutes, but hopefully with as far as the correlation between aviation and musicianship.
Right.
So that's a.
So we have something I believe queued up from you, I believe.
Yes.
What was the first cut that we're going to run?
I believe we're going to be hearing a song called Chilly Winds, which is one of the iconic songs from the Kingston Trio, one of them, on my latest CD called A Kingston Tribute. It's a live concert I performed just a few years ago. Chilly Winds is one of the more well-known songs from that group. So that's and it's brand new. This is probably the first time it's being heard on in public.
Well, we're very proud of this being able to be done here. So music here from David Peel.
I'm going where them chilly winds don't blow. Gonna find the true love, that is where I want to go. Out where them chilly winds don't blow. I'll sing you a song, sing it soft and low. Sing it for your baby, and then I'll have to go. Out where them chilly winds don't blow. leaving in the springtime, won't be back till fall. If I can't forget you, I might not come back at all. Out where them chilly winds don't blow, feeling lonely, if you're feeling low, remember that I loved you, girl, more than you will ever know. Out where them chilly winds don't blow, out where them chilly winds don't blow, out where them chilly winds don't blow.
That was Chilly Winds from David Peel, formerly the Kingston Trio. It's very nice. So when did where did you record that?
Actually, this was recorded in Denver. Swallow Hill is a folk more oriented venue there, and I had a collection of musicians and who joined me in that. So it was just a tribute to the group. I think they had an anniversary at that year, so decided to do that. And then I was encouraged to put this out on a CD just recently. So
very cool.
Yeah.
So that's David Peel, the musician. Let's talk about David Peel, the pilot.
It's in progress. That's like my musicianship is everything's in progress. I always loved being around airplanes. Growing up in Tennessee on a farm near an airport, and you know, always looking skyward. But something happened, and it relates to EA. The luminous overcast came to our town in near Denver, and I was encouraged to come out and bring some live music for those that were there was potential people who were going to fly that day. So I put up a big tent out on the tarmac and performed a solo show for all the people waiting for their rides. And went out over the big speakers there, someone from I think it was Brady Lane came out and took some video, and we talked a little bit, and they said, well, you know, if there's an opportunity, then we'll get you aboard for you know, a little ride. Well, that opportunity didn't happen. We were sold out. So that was a good thing. But I was very sad because I'd been playing, watching, you know, this plane go around. I was doing, you know, all doing all the great songs of airports and my music. And so I was packing up and driving to the next gig. I get a phone call quickly, and they said, can you get back to Denver by 6 in the morning? Said the crew has offered you an opportunity to go come back to Oshkosh on the return of the Loon Overcast.
Nice.
I drove all night to get back to the airport, and I was I flew that. So anyway, it just reignited something. I was number one. I was introduced to EAA. I came here that following summer. Began to learn how to fly that year with some friends, and I'm still in a progress there. It's in and out of. But I'll get there.
Right. Well, it's and that's just the thing. It's not just for pilots. People with a passion for aviation and passion for flights. So, you know, that is as good in my books than the folks that are actually out there doing it themselves. So.
And that's where the flying musicians came and kind of came. We talked. The organization contacted me, and I said, you know, I have I have a strong passion for flying, learning, but I also have a strong passion at this stage of my life to be a better guitarist.
Yeah,
I'm a one-person show. I play pedals while I play guitar. Mm-hmm. I sing. There's about five things going on actively while I'm on stage. I'm looking at an audience, and I'm actually going feeding an audience with music that appropriate to where they're at, and it's kind of off see the pants flying, I guess. So I understand what it's like to do multitasking things, and I think that correlation that is talked about frequently with the flying musicians is true.
Yes.
And it makes you want to learn, be better.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're all about, is encouraging, educating people to take this up, take flying up. If you're a musician, you're probably going to learn how some good skills about being a pilot.
Absolutely. Can you tell us about some of the events going on, some of the flying musicians events going on this week?
I'm not sure that I'm up to date on all of them, but mm-hmm. there's something planned every evening.
Right.
There was an event last evening, I was not able to participate in it, but there's an event all week long. I'm sure others will fill in
absolutely
as the week progresses.
Well, thanks, David Peel, for joining us. We're going to, do we have one more to take this out?
We do.
Can you tell us what we're going to hear?
My favorite is, it's a tribute actually to my own dad, who encouraged me to build airplanes when I was a kid. The song is actually called The Reverend Mr. Black. My dad was a hymnist in church, and so the song kind of explains itself. I dedicate it to him, but it's one of the Kingston Trio's better known songs called The Reverend Mr. Black.
All right, David Peel here on EA Radio.
He rode easy in the saddle, he was tall and lean. First he thought nothing but a streak of mean. To make a man look so downright strong, but look one in the eye, you'd know it was wrong. He was a mountain of a man, I want you to know. He could preach hot hell or freezing snow. Carried a Bible in a canvas sack, the folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the valley I could hear him say, I gotta walk that lonesome valley. I gotta walk it by myself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for me. I gotta walk it by myself. If ever I thought this man in black was softer head and yellow at his back, I gave that notion up the day that a lumberjack came in and it wasn't to pray. Yeah, he kicked open the meeting house door, cussed everybody up and down the floor. Then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed to the preacher's face. Yeah, he hit that reverend like the kick of a mule. To my way of thinking, it took a pure fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. That's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. He stood like a rock, a man among men. Then he let that lumberjack hit him again. Then with a voice as kind as can be, he cut him down like a big old tree when he said, you gotta walk that lonesome valley. You gotta walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for you. You gotta walk it by yourself.